This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Your pleasure is important, and because of that, it's worth investing in. The sexperts at Adult Video Warehouse will have you feeling like a sex god or goddess in no time. Visit adultvideowarehouse.net in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach.
All right, welcome to the KBJ After the Show podcast.
Kevin's eyes look insane, but he's got new hair. Virginia is a witch, and she farts in her chair. Jason is a spaz who's got an old man's ass. Welcome to the After the Show podcast.
Hello, welcome to the Wednesday KBJ After the Show podcast. Good to have you all here.
It's good to be here, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? I'm sorry I made you do that trick. He did a trick. It's on our Instagram and our TikTok to see if you can drink water upside down and cure the hiccups.
Yeah.
But his back hurts, and
right.
I think we may have just exacerbated it.
That's all good. People don't like hearing me bitch about my back, especially when I'm doing it to myself, doing dumb fucking things. So.
Yeah, it didn't sound like a good idea, so you did it?
Yeah, well, that's okay. That's kind of our motto, no?
Yeah,
well,
I guess.
We actually did it twice.
Okay. We actually did it three times.
We did it three times.
Okay.
And the second one, she fingers over here, did not get it.
It was a fucking mess.
And she was shocked how terrible it went. I go, you're really shocked. We did it a third time. It actually went worse the third time.
Okay.
And she was still shocked.
Okay, so it caused a lot of damage and the content didn't come out that great?
Depends on what you say is great.
Okay.
I think it's pretty funny, but I don't know.
Okay.
I was the director. Maybe I'm too close to this passion project.
Whether you think it's stupid or not, just know we're doing it because they're just trying to fucking entertain the nice people.
I hear you. That's what you do. You're singing for your supper.
Trying to get them views.
Sometimes it hits. A lot of times it doesn't.
Yeah.
Such is life.
Okay. And I believe we are still in TikTok jail.
I would have to agree with the witch.
Fuck TikTok, man.
I can't
figure out this algorithm, but for some reason we're putting stuff up there. We're trying to play the game, and our stuff's just not getting views.
Well, if it does well on one form and it doesn't do well on TikTok, it makes me very suspect of TikTok.
Yeah, who knows what it is. We haven't figured it out yet. We're trying our best. There's the video that Jaybird had on TikTok of standing on his head and trying to drink the water upside down.
It's crushing. 26 views in that one fucking comment.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean,
I get a comment. You know, I mean, I'll get a comment. Or at least just to hate on me, I'll get a comment.
Yeah, but I think, you know, to the point, one is, you know, we've got a lot more followers, over 30,000 on the Instagram. We got 1,870 on the TikTok. So, you know, you're not going to get close to the same traffic.
Yeah, but it is weird that when there's nothing going on, it almost – I know what Virginia's saying. We've gotten a few messages from TikTok that are weird, that kind of – alludes that they're not liking something.
Well, we've talked to people that know TikTok better than us because we don't know hardly anything about TikTok. We're learning. And those people have told us that there's this thing called shadow banning. Mm-hmm. And if you make TikTok mad, they do something to you called shadow ban your account. And then you don't get the opportunity to be in anybody's feed. You only come up to those 1,870 people that follow you. And that is how you can't grow your TikTok.
Well,
like that's them basically going to stifle your TikTok.
Does it go forever or when does it end?
That's a great question because I got us in TikTok jail back, when was this posted?
Yeah, but
4/28. We got in TikTok jail in April and it appears we're still in TikTok jail.
So 2 months?
That doesn't make, because we've had videos that do well. There's something off with it. So I think we've been in TikTok jail twice.
Tick-tailed? We're tick-tailed, Kevin.
I don't know, Kevin. This cannot be interesting to listen to.
My wife's had a couple videos that got yanked down off of TikTok.
But she's a person, too. I think the algorithm is different for when a business goes into TikTok jail and for when an individual goes into TikTok jail.
We do have a company account, which I do think fucks things up a bit.
It does.
Okay. Well, it's up there on the TikTok if you want. We're definitely trying to get more followers on there. It is just KVJ Show. If you're on TikTok.
I can't even get people to go on there and say, you fucking suck, Bird.
Don't even take that at this point.
Usually we'll get some hate comments. I mean, we don't got nothing. Well,
that's why I know there's something amiss here.
Okay, let me see. I got a couple other emails here as well today to get to. Cosimo said, I was listening to the show and I heard about buying Mags a car, and right now is the worst time to buy a used car from a dealership.
I know these things already, Cosimo.
Okay. Well,
because inventory is low, mm-hmm. and during the pandemic, they weren't making new cars. So there's not a lot of new cars, and there's not a lot of inventory. And I know all these things.
But here's the thing. Sometimes your life situation does not... it's the worst time. It wasn't a great time for me to buy a house either, but
right.
such is life.
Tell Mags that she can't turn 16.
Yeah, he had said, Justin, if you don't know, dealerships are making 3 times the amount on used cars because the production of new cars is slowed way down due to a problem with microchips in the newer cars. So,
yes, we know, we know. It is a really tough time to be out there trying to buy a used car. I know.
The
inventory is just pathetic.
Said you're much better off buying from a private owner on a car that will hold its value and then trade it in when production is picked back up.
Well, that's great, but a private owner hasn't been my sponsor for umpteen years.
Yeah, that's a very kind email. There's just a lot of details, unfortunately, that Virginia knows about. She endorses off-lease only.
I
so
do,
it's
and
kind of
pay,
a bad, it's
they
a bad
pay
business
me.
Move for you to take Max to a different competing place.
I can't go anyplace else because they pay me to do their commercials, and I feel like if I'm getting a car from any place, it's going to be from off-lease only. I also made my husband get his car from off-lease only. Like, I feel like this company pays me, so I have to give them at least this respect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. Got an email here from Pedro Lopez. He said, hey, I was watching the show, the part about being Spanish or Latino and not being able to speak Spanish. Well, Chicanos are notoriously known for not being able to speak Spanish. The reason we don't like people who come from Spanish background and don't speak Spanish is because we think, bruh, you look like Pancho Villa and you don't speak Spanish. That's all fucked up. You think Anglo-Saxons look at you and say, oh, yeah, this guy is a real German. Nah, they think, oh, look at this Home Depot Mexican worker. Sorry about the rant. Thanks, Pedro.
I don't know if I understand.
Yeah, I want to understand. I want to go down that ride with Pedro. I just don't know if I got it.
Yeah, don't really understand. There were a lot of people that were commenting on that. Apparently, it's a very relatable thing if you're Hispanic. And you do not speak Spanish. The question that we had on the regular show, if you missed it, was, you know, is it kind of insulting to assume that somebody speaks Spanish? I know I was talking about my wife. She's 50% Mexican, and oftentimes people come up and just start speaking Spanish to her.
I think it's insulting when a stranger you don't know is in your shit about something they don't know about. That's what I think is weird.
And I don't get offended. People do it to me, too, sometimes. I have dark hair, and if I'm, like, in Miami, people speak Spanish to me. And I wish I knew how to speak Spanish. I certainly wouldn't be offended by somebody speaking Spanish to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's just kind of relatable. I think that people do that, that it does happen. But
I think everyone needs to give everybody a fucking break.
Thank you.
Chill the fuck out.
Worry Good about Lord. Yourself.
Be a little bit more flexible and just chill the fuck out. No?
Yes.
Ashley had said, yeah, I heard the topic about whether somebody gets mad if you look Hispanic but don't speak Spanish. My husband's Puerto Rican and Dominican, but his mom was told when he was younger that she should only teach him English, so he doesn't speak Spanish. He has a very Hispanic name, and Spanish-speaking people get so frustrated with him when he tells them he doesn't speak Spanish. Since he works with the public and comes across this so frequently, he started telling people he's actually Brazilian And that explains his brown skin and inability to speak Spanish. He'd be doing the Portuguese there. So it shuts him right up, and he doesn't get a lecture on a language that he should be speaking.
Well, that's my point. Just because you see someone's skin color, you're assuming they're going to know everything. That you know their background and everything they've gone through. That's why strangers shouldn't be fucking around with other strangers like that.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, maybe to answer the question that we had have, you know, on our TikTok and whatever that we had posted up is, yeah, is it kind of insulting? In fact, we had posted that up and we'd said, is it offensive to assume that somebody speaks Spanish? And 58% said no, but 42% said yes. So that's how that broke out.
When does a Kevin Ralston ever legit? Because I think the word offended means different things these days. When do you ever get offended about anything? I don't know if you've ever been offended.
I can't even remember a time I've ever been offended by anything.
I mean, not to say you can't get upset or annoyed, but to be offended is such a, like, I can't fucking believe
it. Yeah, no.
It's a weird emotion.
I think what it is, to me, the offended is an intense emotional response to something you don't like. Now, I'll see things that I don't agree with.
Yes.
But I don't get bent out of shape about it. I'm just like, okay. I don't see that. You and I differ on that.
That's different than being offended.
Right. Yeah, like there was one story. Somebody's like, oh my gosh, you got to bring this up. There's a pride event in Seattle that's charging white people $50 for a reparations fee to get in. If you're brown or you're black, you don't have to pay anything. And this event, they had said in their flyer, white allies are welcome to attend, but will be charged a $10 to $15 reparations fee. They'll be used to keep this event free of cost for black and brown, trans and queer community. You know, so people are like, oh, it's reverse racism. They're losing their mind. And I'm so offended. And I'm like, you know, I don't think it's the right way to go about it.
You don't agree with what they're doing, but you're also not going offended. To have it ruin your day.
No. I'm like, okay, I don't think it's...
I'm with you.
I don't think it's the right move.
I don't think it's the right move either.
Yeah. But I'm not going to start screaming about
it. No, it's not going to flip me out.
I like getting offended by stupid things that we can... Like, I love getting offended by food stuff, because I would hope people know that it doesn't really matter.
Right.
You know what I mean? They're stupid debates.
This email I find very offensive. It says, Kev, I love the show. I think you're the greatest morning host, but you mispronounce Florida cities and counties all the time.
Oh, damn. Yeah.
They're on you like flies in a rib roast.
I know. It is tough. No, you're right. I definitely do. I got to tell you though, honestly, not to completely defend myself, but there are a lot of really tricky pronunciations in Florida cities and counties.
There is.
And many different ones. And I'm trying to think of all the ones that I've mispronounced. And some of them, I'm like, geez.
Look, you say Yamato, I say Yamato.
Okay. This one.
Yamato would make you wrong.
Well, you say. You say I-95, I say I-90.
I think this is where I was talking about Alachua County. In Florida, it's up near Gainesville, or is the county that has Gainesville. I'm not positive. I'm not going to ace my Florida geography, but they said it's Alachua. Alachua.
Alachua.
Alachua, not Alachua.
Oh, Alachua?
Yeah. It's Alachua, apparently. I had said Alachua because it's A-L-A, so I thought it was Alachua. It's Alachua.
And who would have thought it's not Titusville, it's Titusville, but right. I'm sorry, you see the T-I-T.
Yep.
It's Titusville.
I mean, tit is just really hitting me over the head, Virginia.
So I am
on a good day.
Yeah, want them titties.
So it reminds me of Les Nessman on WKRP in Cincinnati. So, yeah.
If people are getting on you about mispronouncing shit, they want to give me the chair then.
I do appreciate the heads up.
And we do totally want to give you the chair.
Who, me?
Yeah, just like a little shock.
Well, fuck you.
Just a little bit. Not a full one, but just like a little
Kevin,
one.
At least I'm in here taking shocks, unlike some fuck faces.
Damn.
Who cares? I didn't death?
Right.
But I video it when you get shocked, and then I put it on social.
Yeah, she's great at filming other people's pain. And what's shitty about her making us quit sudden death is she doesn't even fucking care. She owes, yeah, sudden death is dead because of me, bitches. Wow.
Happy I killed her. I hated that bit.
So now instead of sudden death, we just shock the fuck out of me.
That's what it's turned into. That's it. That's all we do.
It works good.
Somebody said, haha, that's actually still wrong. The pronunciation they gave you, it's Alachua. Alachua.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Alachua.
I'd let you to move on from this.
Yes. I'd like to as well, but people want to make sure I stand corrected. And I am. Thank you very much.
You're wrong, Kevin.
Yeah.
People just want to know, let you know that you're wrong.
Alachua. Okay, there you go. If you did not know, it's not Alachua, it's Alachua. I'm sure you're all happier to know that now. I want to give a quick shout out to Adult Video Warehouse, the unrated adult-friendly podcast we're giving you here, is brought to you by Adult Video Warehouse, the sexperts at Adult Video Warehouse, ready to have you feeling like a sex god or goddess in no time. Visit adultvideowarehouse.net in Pompano Beach and North Palm today. This is a nice little hack, though. I'm happier to know this. Never even thought of this. Man, when I was a little fat kid, I used to love to make chocolate chip cookies. And I wish I could make you a batch of the ones I made. They were so good. I would actually intentionally kind of undercook them a little bit. That was my secret.
Fat Kevin, oh. I just want to hug you right now because it's the right move.
It is the right move because, yeah, they were soft, chewy. It was almost kind of like a combination, just crispy enough, lightly browned. But it still kind of had that gooiness of if you like just eating cookie dough. I love eating cookie dough.
You don't want no hack, some hard-ass cookie.
No, you do not. No,
that's
you do not.
I never understood people that love Famous Amos. Those hard fucking little pellet of cookies.
I don't like those Famous Amos. And you know what other cookies I don't like? This may be controversial. Those grandma's cookies.
Yeah.
They're not great.
They're not. No. They trick you because they're soft, but the taste is a bunch of bullshit. They're soft baked, right?
But they're shit.
They are. They taste very, for a guy who loves chemicals in his food, those are too many chemicals. Those are shit chemicals.
And grandma wouldn't bake shitty cookies, so take her name off the box.
Okay.
If I may say, kind of a sexy food rant from the witch.
This is a fun idea came out. We were talking about how to really, s'mores just seems like one of those things that maybe we could do more with. And I like this because people are talking about taking the regular s'more, which is just a graham cracker, little Hershey's chocolate bar, and a marshmallow to a whole new level.
Yeah.
They're just saying you can really trick them out. Some of them were saying, you know, you take a caramel cube, put it inside the marshmallow. Now people are talking about taking the s'mores ingredients, and they're baking out like the cookie dough, chocolate chip cookie dough, and then they put a ball around that, and it didn't translate into the printout. But they open it up, and it's a cookie with a s'more inside of it.
Oh.
So you got the gooey chocolate and marshmallow and caramel, all that great stuff just inside of a rounded-out cookie. It's unbelievable.
I have a feeling I'm going to be turning into a s'more whore. I am. You got me all wet for the s'more.
Well, they really are. It's one of those things that it's just, gosh, why did we not really look more at s'mores? Because it's a great concept. It's like, if there was ever anything that... You know what? We could trick out and do more. We've done different things with pizza. You've added cheese and crust and things like that. But nobody's really ever rounded about the s'more and said, you know, that's got more potential.
Look how much love and light comes out of Fat Kevin.
I know.
When he talks about
he gets excited.
I love it.
It's so funny.
I just wish he would come over to the smorgasbord we're going to put out at Jaybird's house.
Are we doing that this weekend? I say we have a full-on, a house party of s'mores.
I love it.
What day? Friday?
Okay, so Friday, I'm supposed to go meet the rando that my friend is bringing back from vacation. Can I bring the rando to your house?
I don't know.
The guy Virginia thinks is a con artist?
Yeah, can we? I just want fucking happiness and no drama at my s'mores party.
All right.
So Nikki, always bringing in some bullshit. Yeah.
I've always got something going on.
Always bringing some bullshit.
But I would bring some legit items to the smorgasbord party.
That's what sucks. She would bring great items, but part of those items, drama.
But
I don't want no drama cookies.
This hot model. Have you seen the latest picture of this guy?
But here's the thing, though. I'm not trying to fuck this person. Or I don't give a shit.
Aren't you fascinated by the story?
No.
Don't you want to see how this all plays out?
No, I want to have a s'mores party without drama and then you get...
Look at this guy.
But I'm not gay, Virginia.
But look at him.
Fuck, great. Sweet.
I'm just...
I hope there's a lot of blowing.
No matter how this plays out, I'm just fascinated. So I can't bring him to your house?
You can't. Now you can't. I mean, you can, but... You see how it happens, Kev?
Yeah, well, I see it all going down. It's not going to end well for you.
Of course you can bring him over if it's just cool and no drama, but it's bullshit. It's already started off with drama.
Yeah. That's how it goes. We got an email from Matt D. in the Pizzle about the KVJ Wikipedia page. I heard the segment you're talking about your Wikipedia page being taken down. And as I suspected, the page in question is on an independent wiki site, not Wikipedia. And I'm glad to say it's still alive and well. Okay, so just as long as we got something up there.
So it's on Wikipedia, but it's not on independent wiki?
I don't understand what that
wiki?
Is. Yeah, I guess it's a wiki site, W-I-K-I site, not Wikipedia. So maybe Wikipedia is the mothership, and then they have a little side bitch sites. Of course, we make the side bitch site.
We're not on the main site?
Yeah, we make the one that yeah. You guys aren't big enough. You guys got to go to the shit site.
Damn.
Yeah, we make the B team.
Yeah, we got fired from Miami. We automatically get the B team status.
How embarrassing. We got some bitch-ass rankings around
you
here.
You know what? It's good to be the underdog. My whole life, I've always been on
the
team.
We've always been the underdogs. We don't belong in the main stage. Give us that side stage.
I was once on a flag football team. We didn't win one game in 2 years. It was the same coach, same team. We lost. I mean, kids were crying. We were 0-20.
0-20.
All we do is lose.
We had a heart.
All we do is lose. The video is up now if you want to go to the KVJ Show Facebook page of the ad that I was in.
Oh, I saw it.
We need it.
Oh, man. Oh,
that ran on airwaves?
That ran on airwaves. I get. Yeah. It's terrible.
It doesn't at all look dated.
I hate it.
It's so bad. It looks like Logan, Ohio. It's like I said, I have zero memory of ever doing this video, which is what's crazy in the first place. You can see there they've got the graphics for it's terrible VHS. That's my buddy Israel Moeller. And then he comes in, he goes out, and then here I come to the top of the steps at the high school. And I talk about the Keith's Men Shop. It's all of maybe they were running 8-second commercials.
Do you remember doing that?
Not at all.
But they're 8-second commercials where like six of it really need to be edited out.
Exactly.
The one guy walks through the door
slowly
and closes it, and they leave the camera on of the door
the entire
closing.
Time. Closes.
It's a 4-second shot of a door
it
closing.
It is one of the worst commercials I've ever seen in my entire life.
That's amazing.
It is as bad as you could make a commercial. It's good. Sticking with the theme of just everything we do is terrible. I mean, it started early, and it's not change much. It's pretty unbelievable.
I got a real kick out of that video.
Yeah, if you really like terrible commercials, go see that. I assume that was my first one.
Do you have any more stuff from Logan? Pictures, videos, audio, anything that we can post up? Because I think the people would love that.
Yeah, I'll have to go and look. I'm getting some chatter from some of my Logan people because our reunion is coming up in July.
And because they probably got wind that Kevin Ralston Day was proclaimed.
They did, yeah.
On Monday.
Yeah, some
that's
people were
kind
talking
of
about
a
it.
BFD.
Well, my dad was telling me he's got all these videos from when we were a kid. He's got a... From I guess I was 10 or 11, I made a horror movie preview.
Oh, Jaybird, we need this.
I did my own Allentown Billy Joel video.
Where are these things?
Where I guess I'm doing a dance, but I'm like doing that dance for the dog, you know, when the dog scoots his ass on the rug.
We need these videos.
Yeah. But it's on one of those broke down, you got to convert it to 9 different. It's on some...
Panda can help you.
Okay, yeah, we need to get those.
I think we should try to get those. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're pretty entertaining, so... Yeah.
You
so
probably have some videos, you think, too, Kev?
I'll have to check, yeah. I know that we had made a home movie, kind of like how you do the horror movie. We had done a movie called Hell Week 90, and it was just kind of the whole thing where it was some stupid,
I love
you
it.
Know, spoofy
I need
kind
a piece of,
thing.
Of that.
Fact, yeah.
We, you know, everything's remade in Hollywood now. I think we need to remake Hell Week 90, but modern style.
That's awesome idea.
Hell Week 90. Yeah. So, yeah, I got some photos and old high school stuff. I'll post some of them up.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Kid. So that was, is that probably, you're coming off of losing the weight?
Yeah, that's right. When I kind of got skinny, that was like 9th grade. So and then
did you notice when you lost weight, things changed for you with girls?
Yeah, I got, yeah, I was able to upgrade.
You got some sweet tail?
Yeah.
It got some of that Logan.
I wouldn't say that it was fantastic, but, you know, it was definitely improved.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Hey, Sweet Tail and Logan. That's what I mean. Like, Logan's sweet.
When she says Sweet Tail, she's talking about rat tails.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then that was a photo of me. That was for Powder Puff King. That was the five guys that were running for that.
No
and
shit.
And then the mayor that we talked to, his son is in the upper right-hand corner. So it was Sean, if you heard that segment that we did.
And his dad's Sean, now the mayor.
And his dad's the mayor. His dad's Greg Fraunfelder, and that's Sean Fraunfelder. And he had a thing for Vanilla Ice. So he dressed just like Vanilla Ice and had Vanilla Ice's hair. Look at that. See, that's the
You're
Vanilla
right.
Ice hair.
Circa 90.
Yeah. He had that whole thing going on.
Kev's got a little bit of the Eddie Vedder flannel going on there.
Yeah, I was flannel before it was cool. I beat Pearl Jam by a couple years.
Well, I know when I gained weight, flannel was perfect because it would hide fat pockets.
Okay.
Fat pockets.
Yeah. It definitely worked out. Got an email from Jess, who swung back into South Florida and wanted to thank Captain Lisa for a fun time and a smooth ride on the Hakuna Matata.
Okay.
Yeah, she said her mates were awesome. We turned it up on a Tuesday night. Also, she's doing a shout-out to the staff at Bud's on Lake Worth Road.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one.
You guys rock, and PA Barbecue Grill. Miss Ooh. Palm Beach so much. Feels great to be back.
Those are two old-school, long-lasting establishments in this area.
Yeah, up all the locals. And said, and yeah, by the way, also getting the Jaybird Pizza special this week, too.
Ooh.
Yeah, Jaybird leaving food all around South Florida for you to come in town
hitting
and get.
Hitting all the good spots.
Yeah. When you come back in. So, yeah, some pretty cool stuff. Thank you for all the emails. You can always send them to us, mail@kvjshow.com, mail@kvjshow.com. How long does it take for you to get ready, Virginia? Let's say you're getting dolled up, because I saw this week it takes Kylie Jenner 5 hours.
Oh, gosh.
If she's going to an event, 5 hours for her to get ready. What is your get ready time?
I would say I can do it real nice in an hour. If I take an hour and a half, it's for a fancy, fancy, fancy thing. But usually to come to work, I can do it in 40 minutes.
Okay.
40 to come here, an hour to go out, and an hour and a half for a really fancy night.
Okay.
What do you got to do? You just got to,
baby, if I gave you the list, you'd be frightened.
I'm glad that we are stopping the conversation now.
There's just so many steps.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is it mostly hair or is it other things?
So it's going to be
hair makeup, right?
Yeah. It's going to be bath products first and the shampoos and all the conditioning treatments and the body scrubs and the exfoliation. And then there's the spray tan and then there's the makeup and then there's the lotions and then there's the foundations and creams and it's a lot.
Okay.
Blow drying, curling, styling, products, getting dressed, outfits, taking that outfit on, putting on a new outfit, which happens like 5 times.
Complaining, getting more wine.
Getting more wine.
Finishing off the wine. Getting a new bottle.
Forgetting where I put my earrings.
That's what happens. Yeah. If I start drinking and getting ready,
yeah.
There's a lot of where the fuck did I put my razor? Where the hell is my shampoo? And you never know where it could be. My shampoo could end up in a freezer somewhere.
It could be anywhere.
It could be anywhere. It's the worst. But I'm having fun doing it. I'm dancing.
Yeah, I couldn't even imagine myself. I'm like, what would take 5 hours to get ready?
Well, she's got a team, and they probably work one by one. So, you know, after she's finished her shower and conditioner and all that, she's probably got a team that does her hair.
All right.
And then she's got a team that dresses her.
And they also have to sit her down and say, so make sure you craft a statement that's going to really annoy at least 45% of the population. I take a 5-hour shower. Takes me 8 hours to get ready. Oh, my God.
Yeah. All right, y'all. I think that's about it for us here today.
Oh, it's over? I just started cooking, baby.
Yeah.
You got to go home and put more ice on your back after that video we made.
Yeah, how hurt are you?
He's hurt for 12 views.
Crush it on Instagram, but fuck it, suck it on TikTok.
TikTok, we see you.
Yeah.
They just don't see us.
They hate us.
Right. One day, maybe. One day. Go follow if you're on TikTok, KBJ Show. You can see my great commercial that I did in high school.
Oh, yeah.
It's on the Facebook page. Yeah, they're going TikTok, too. That'll definitely get us less views than anything we've ever posted. So
watch that thing blow up.
Yeah. All right, so go check it all out. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Goodbye.
This unrated, adult-friendly podcast is brought to you by our good friends at Adult Video Warehouse. Adult Video Warehouse has been the most trusted source for sexual health and wellness products in South Florida for over 20 years. Check out their beautiful remodeled stores in Pompano Beach and North Palm Beach, adultvideowarehouse.net.